Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Ashley. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us what you've been up to, because you've been a frequent guest to the show.
Yes. Okay, so what I've been up to is I've been writing a whole lot. I have 3 books out this year, but I am here today for The 7-Year Slip. It is my next adult rom-com, and it is about a overworked publicist who inherits her late aunt's magical time-traveling apartment, and she falls in love with a chef 7 years in the past.
Okay, so we got to talk about, like, this book, because it was actually Carly Fortune mentioned your book, and she said it's like, if you like Meet Me in the Lake, you should read The 7-Year Slip, because there's like some similarities. And so I'm going to talk about like this book, like what was the source of inspiration, like what, you know, like, because your books have like a little magical realism to them. Like there's like a little bit, it's not paranormal, but it's just like a little sprinkle of magic, you know?
Yeah, I like towing the line with like fabulism a little bit, because yeah. I think, well, for me personally, just straight contemporary romances don't keep my interest when I'm writing them. I can read them all day long, but when I'm writing them, I'm like, what if time travel, or what if magic, or what if ghosts?
Yeah. Yeah, you had a ghost story for The Dead Romantics, and so now we just go time traveling. So what was the process of writing this book, you know, because you have to think about different timelines and different places and, you know.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of trial and error. This book was very, very hard to write for a lot of different reasons. I've never done a time travel book before. I'm never going to do a time travel book again. It was real, real difficult to keep the timeline straight. I ended up doing this like post-it note board where I had to like use a string and like connect the dots of everything that I've done and like what goes where. And that was actually kind of fun. But I ended up writing this book 3 different times over the course of last year. Because like I kept not getting Clementine's voice exactly right. And I wasn't sure like what she wanted in her life and like what she like what was her goal. And but finally Clementine manifested in the final draft, and I'm like, you are wonderful, and you are like just so much like me. I used to work in publishing as well. I was a marketing designer, so a lot of the stories are not super true, but they're like true adjacent.
You're like, I know the industry, but I'm not going to give you the insight, but I'm going to give you a little bit, you know.
Yeah, and like I obviously I like towed the line between like something that's unbelievable in publishing and would never happen, because this is like an unlikely romance. And so I was like, well, I think I can do a few kind of outlandish things, yeah. And like just make them fun. So yeah, there's a few instances where in real life that would not happen in publishing. But in my world, it does.
I love this. And so what are the other releases you have? Let's just talk about that. You might as well.
Oh, gosh. Okay. The first one is a Buffy prequel novel. I am writing Tara McClay. And
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited. I have been a Buffy fan my entire life. And I remember being like 10 and watching the show at my oma and opa's back when they were taking care of me after school. And like, just, it's wild. It's wild. I love it so much. And then in October, yeah, because this podcast is going to release after that, after it's announced. But so I'm writing a Marvel book. I wrote a Kate Bishop novel.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Thank you. It's called Bishop Takes King. It has Kate Bishop going up against the one and only Kingpin. And it obviously has our favorite best friend in it, you know, Pizza Dog, but also it has America in it. And I love Kate and America's friendship. And I am so happy I got to write it. But yeah, so that's the kind of secret one.
Oh my gosh, congratulations on these projects. Like, those are amazing. I feel like that's like, it's like having fun, like a playful, fun time writing, you know?
I had a ball writing both because I'm a huge advocate for fanfic. So I've been writing fanfic my entire life. And so this is just professional fanfic and it felt the exact same. And I hope it kind of reads like fanfic because I get the most joy from fanfic. So I wanted to put as much joy as I could into these books.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited. I'm so looking forward to the Buffy one. Like, because Buffy, like Buffy, Dawson's Creek, what else? Felicity, those were the shows. Like the WB was the place to be when you're if it you're was. A teenager.
Especially for like up and coming millennials, like that we had that on loop.
Yeah, for sure. So all right, so let's chat some book recommendations. So do you have any books to recommend your listeners to pick up?
I do. Okay. First off, I want to recommend Mrs. Nash's Ashes by Sarah Adler. It's a lovely contemporary romance with humor and heart, and it has pigeons. And if you read The 7-Year Slip, you know I love some good pigeons. It's funny. It's sexy. It's steamy. It's coming out at the end of May. So, like, read it. You have to read it. It's so good. Let's see here. I also want to recommend Shot in the Dark by Victoria Lee. It's not out yet, and it probably won't be out for another few months, but it's swoony and dark and edgy and exactly what my queer heart was looking for. It's mwah, everything that I love about Victoria's writing. They are fantastic. Speaking of auto buys, anything by Rebecca Weatherspoon, you just can't go wrong with any of Rebecca's books, especially if you're looking for something like kind of like off the beaten path and like really like sexy and sensual. Rebecca Weatherspoon is where it's at. Also, she has an upcoming YA coming out called Her Good Side. I am so excited for that too. It's going to be really fun. Let's see here. What else? I also recommend A Winter's Promise by Christelle Dabos. I just recently finished the books that are released and translated from French, but it's a slow burn fantasy. The world building is wild and so cool. It's like a fantasy dystopian almost. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun, especially if you like the really, really, really slow burns. Like it takes like a book and a half for them to even touch slow burn.
Gosh, I'm excited for this.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, Miss Wilbur, fantasy / dystopian, you know.
Right? It's just like say those words and I'm like, yes, I will try it. It is the weirdest combination and usually it is always the most imaginative, right?
Yeah.
And my last book recommendation is, it's a manga actually. It's called Life Lessons with Urumechi Onisan by Gazu Kuze. I'm a sucker for dark millennial humor, and this magic absolutely makes me laugh, sob, like every time I read a new volume. It's so much fun. It's about a man who is the athletics coordinator for this children's TV show, and like the children come on and he's like, let's do our calisthenics. it's funny because they roast him and it's so good. It's just like it's fantastic. I love it so much. I'm trying not to give too much away because most of like the really good jokes are just like in the setup. It's fantastic.
Oh my gosh, I'm adding this one, pumping that up in the TBR. And I have to ask you the last book you read, because I'm actually interested in this book, The Breakup Pact by Emma Lore. Tell us all about it. Is it good? Is it another Emma Lore goodness that...
Emma Lore is like my quintessential auto buy ever since Tweet Cute. I love Emma Lore so much. And everything that she does, but this book was magical. Think of your favorite Taylor Swift song and amplify it up to like 100. It's like swoony, it's sensual, it's heartbreaking, but it has a happy ending. And like by the end, I was like crying happy tears. It was everything that I wanted from like a breezy summer beach read.
Oh my gosh, I am very excited. And I'm sad that I have to wait till January for it to come out. It's just like,
I know.
I know, like, it's like, it's a given. Like, January is like a dreaded, you know, month after holidays and stuff like that. But we have an Emma Lord usually every January coming mm-hmm. out, you know, since Sweet Cute. And they all are like 5-star hits, you know.
They really are. Like, Emma just knocks it out of the ballpark every time. And I love I love the relationships between the two main characters and all of like the secondary cast. Oh, it's so good. It makes me want to eat all of the scones, put them all in my mouth and run away.
I love this. All right. So tell us where you can find me online.
You can find me online on Twitter at AskPostin, but I'm not sure how much longer Twitter is going to be a thing. So you can also find me on TikTok and Instagram at Hey Ash Postin, because someone is sitting on my username.
It is so good. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. This was so much fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.